तस्याः साधनानि कायन्ति आचार्याः. तो आचार्यास् आर् सिङ्गिङ्ग् दि ग्लोरीस् सिङ्गिङ्ग् बिकास् सिङ्गिङ्ग् इस् आल्वेस् एन् एक्टिविटि आफ् जाय् हेपिनेस्. इफ् इट् इस् प्रोस् दट् मीन्स् दि मेन् मे नाट् बि सो हेपि. But if it is joy, dancing, singing, automatically, naturally comes. So, there are so many acharyas. Why so many? Because so many people adopted so many methodologies and they attained God. So, earlier also we have seen some people delight in doing puja. Some people delight in listening to these stories of Bhagavan. And some people, they want to offer everything to God. They want to offer everything to God. Narada belonged to Tadarpita Akhila Acharata Tastad Vismarane Parama Vyakulata. So, 1 second's forgetfulness of God produces the greatest amount of suffering, unbearable suffering. That means it is an encouragement that you do this one, like that. But can we understand that how much happiness a real devotee is getting? Sri Ramakrishna, just by listening the name of, he used to go into Samadhi. Samadhi means intense and indescribable happiness is called Samadhi. He forgets everything. So he used to talk about Krishna. One day, Sri Ramakrishna was talking about Sri Krishna. The story came from Prahlada. So Prahlada could not utter the word Krishna, Ka, like that. Immediately he went into Samadhi. Well, Sri Ramakrishna also belonged to that category. He need not utter the whole word. Everything is associated with God. Even Ramana Maharshi, one day somebody brought the mother's prasadam. Some devotee came and said, Bhagavan, I have brought prasada from mother. Devastam. Immediately tears, automatically. He could not control his emotion. He looked at somebody else and said, see, mother has come. Prasada means not something belonging to mother. Mother herself has come. Annapurna means any anna is Annapurna. That is why it is a vrata. Annam nan india tad vratam. Food should not be, anything that is eatable should not be criticized. And especially after Brahmarpana. Because Brahmarpana means you have offered it to God. It has become God. That is why it is called prasad. Just imagine, Naga Mahashaya, even if a leaf touches prasada, he will eat the leaf also. But you have to think a little more. Suppose he has been given prasada. Suppose somebody has put what is called hydrochloric acid in that food, unknowingly, and offered it to God. It has been brought out. Now it is given to him as prasada. What do you think he will do? He will eat. That is what Mirabai had done. Her husband or husband's brother, they sent to Vishapyala Ranane Bheja Pivatu Mira Hashire. His mind, if my God, what is the problem? First of all, is nothing happens without the will of God. If my Lord wants me, this body to go, so I will do anything for his pleasure. That is the idea. Because if he wants to kill me, why does he want to kill me? He must be getting some happiness out of it. If he wants to keep me, he must be getting some happiness out of this. You understand what I'm talking? No. Suppose the devotee is suffering. And he says, oh Krishna, how long would you want me to suffer? And Sri Krishna says, no, you go on suffering. And I am very happy with that. You understand now what I'm telling? So for his pleasure, I will do anything. It doesn't matter how much I am suffering. If he is happy, I am happy. That is the real true devotion. That is called Gayanti Charya. That is why it is called Gita. Why it is called Bhagavad Gita? Because it is whatever comes out of God, only from Ananda's mouth, whatever comes will be only Ananda. That is why Bhagavan is of the nature of Ananda, bliss. So whatever comes from out of his mouth will be only blissful. So that is the 34th sutra. 35th tattu, tat means that parama bhakti, vishayatyaga, sangatyaga. So two words and one after the other. You can't change them. According to Ramanujacharya, he has given a beautiful analysis of attachment. He said three types of attachment. First type of attachment is to the karma phala. Second attachment is to the karma. Third type of attachment is to ahankar. And the grossest is karma phala. Still subtler is karma. And the highest, deepest attachment is to ahankara. That is the last one. That is why it is called Sharanagati. Sharanagati has nothing to do with anything external. I will not be there. It is you, not I. It is you. There was a great Sufi saint called Rabia. Some of her sayings are extraordinary. So, on one occasion, she told like this. She prayed, "Oh Lord, if I am loving you in hope that you will make me go to heaven, then burn heaven, exclude me from heaven. If I am praying you so that you will save me from hell, then you push me into hell. But if I love you just for your sake, then do not keep me away from you." So you understand what she said? "I'm not worshipping you to get something out of you. I just want to love you." So that's why she says, "You want to put me in hell? I'm very happy. But don't stop me loving you. So if you, do you want me to be away from heaven? Don't give me heaven. Put me in hell. I'm quite happy." That is what Kulasekhar Advar is also talking. So if my bad karma, purvajarma karma phala, makes me deserve to become an insect, you give me the life of an insect. But only this, the only prayer of mine, that you let me never forget you, let me not stop loving you. So even as an insect, how long? No, no, you don't give me moksha. So you make me born in any life for any length of time. If you want eternally, let me be an insect. But let me not lose love of you. Now, this psychologically, it is wonderful because suppose an insect forgets itself in loving God. Will it be an insect? A person is in prison. And this person is always in samadhi. Very easy. So suppose somebody is in palace, is always thinking only wrong things. Then he will be in hell. He is always unhappy like that. So our mind is important. So how to attain to that? What is bhakti? Already it is said that intense attachment to God is called bhakti. That is Prahlada's prayer. So we discussed it earlier. What is it? We don't need to pray for bhakti. Bhakti means what? Attachment. We already have attachment, but to the wrong things. Accepting God, we have attachment to everything else. Yeah, a little bit of attachment also. Now we have got to our old tillo. Did you understand what I said? I'm talking about psychology. When I use such words, you have to understand there is a meaning behind it. See, supposing you go to some new place. Maybe friend, maybe hotel, anywhere. And they will give you fresh linen, fresh bed sheet, and fresh pillow cover, everything. Some people can't sleep. They require the old smells. But as soon as they come back 1 month using old pillow bed sheet, there is our smell there. We feel at home. I am safe. So this is the psychology, the babies. So they can recognize mother's smell. So if a baby, the mother is for some reason away, and baby is becoming very restless, all that they need to, in Russia, they discovered this. So they bring some old woolen cloths worn by the mother, and they bundle the baby. Immediately it starts smelling. So let it, anybody take the baby, it doesn't matter. Then immediately she calls. This is the power of association. How much we are slaves to all those things. So, what is bhakti? Intense attachment only to one thing. And that is called God. But we have attachment. What is the problem? It is not for one thing. It is so many things. So, how many instruments we have? Body and mind. So, bodily comfort. We want to see good things. Good things means, here also you have to understand what is good. That which gives us happiness is a good. Suppose a fellow loves dry fish and he is not getting dry fish for several days. And suddenly one day he is going and then he gets the fragrance. You understand? He goes near and a huge amount of fish is dry, being dried there. The moment he smells, he is in heaven. The moment he beholds, he is in heaven. So what is good sight here now? Yeah, it is a practical thing I am telling you. We are all slaves to it. So you go to North India, they are all giving North Indian food. Suddenly, one day they will take you to a restaurant where there are both North Indian food also South Indian food. What will you do? Straight beeline to the South Indian food, isn't it? And that can be distinguished by smell, only by smell. So everybody chooses study. That's why we are all smelly people. It is the truth. Being the truth is there, I'm not going to it. The whole cosmetic industry, especially fragrance, has something to do with chemicals produced by both men and women. Okay. So, all the attachment is already there. Each soul is a potential bhakta, potential jnani, potential karmi, a potential yogi. But what is the problem? Most of us, our this potential bhakti is diverted to various objects. So, what is the way? Now we have to get rid of that attachment. Otherwise it won't be available for me. And then direct it towards God. But it is not easy to, attachment is very subtle. But the object to which attachment goes, that is gross. So if we can avoid it slowly, that is why you say Ekadashi, you do Upavasa. And when people go on pilgrimage, and they also, there is a rule. You have to give up what you are attached to very deeply. Anyway, what is the point? It is easier to give up external things slowly. And then when we are capable of, yes, I can live without that, then tackle with the attachment. Attachment is subtler. But giving up the external object is much easier. So that is Vishayatyaga, then Sangatyaga. So this, I was mentioning Ramanuja's Karma Yoga consists of giving up attachment. You do your duties with the best tip of your intelligence, energy, efficiency. And then you are safe. So this is the first thing that you need to do. That is called karma phala sangha tyaga. Then comes the next one. I will give you illustration also. The actions themselves, we are attached to actions themselves. And then comes, finally, ahankara tyaga. That is the final three steps. Lowest step is to give up the karma phala. A little higher step is sangha to karma sangha. Karma phala sangha, karma sangha, ahankara sangha. We have to give up these three. So, supposing there is an ashrama like this, and there is one Swami. He is asked to look after, say, garba. And he is very efficient. If he is really a karma yogi, that would be really efficient. Not for duties, duty, duty for duty's sake. Really he takes interest and he studies and then he gets everything, grows the garden beautifully well. And then he gets attached. If anybody, including the head of the center, wants to pluck, no, don't pluck. Like that he can tell. He doesn't want to. You admire from a distance. Admire what?
Beauty.
No. Son who made the beauty. This Swami is wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. The moment you see a flower, this Swami is wonderful. Okay. The moment you see the fruit, wonderful. You see a vegetable, wonderful. Like that, you have to see. Or Sureshanand Swami. What a marvelous gardener. From Kanincho, Jotik. Fruits, flowers he will bring and do you. He has that interest. So, that is the first thing. If he is a little bit advanced, this is Akups. It doesn't belong to me. I am only just caretaker, that's all. So then, he will not kill. But he loves gardening work. Suppose he is told, hey, go and sit in the oven. So many years I have been doing this gardening work. And I am familiar with it. I have seen it so many times. People get attached to particular actions. So, one person was there. Swami. He was given puja work. After that, he rebelled. What is this puja? Every day, I have to get up at 3 o'clock. Take bath. Whether winter season or summer season is okay. But winter season, it is difficult. So, he finally gave notice to the head of the center. I either you give me some other work, I will not stay here. And then the head was not willing. So he applied for a transfer with the condition he will not do puja. So one center, that Swami assured him that, okay, we will give you some other work, not puja. You come. So happily this man wound up all his things and went there. And just before, 2-3 days before, that puja, local pujari became sick. Then the head said, bhai, I know I promised you not to give puja, but the pujari is sick. But for a few days, you do this puja, when as soon as he recovers it. So then he could not say, because Thakur will get angry at Thakur's puja. So he agreed, willingly. And then after 2-3 days, the pujari did not get well. So he took, said, I need some break. And then he said, 15 days to leave, I will take. I will go and recover and come back. He now came. Now the head said, what can I do? And the man said, what can I do? I prayed to Thakur. And then I was promised I will not be given this work. This is called karma. We are all victims to that karma. So sometimes we don't, sometimes we like, sometimes we don't. So what am I talking about? Attachment. There is no attachment for the karma phala. But there is attachment for the type of work. Some people like library work. I used to like library work immensely. Because it gives me opportunity to go through all these various books. And all that you sit there. And if somebody asks, give advice, what books do you recommend for this subject or this subject, I can tell these people. So, that is the attachment to work. But a spiritual person should not have attachment. 1 minute, okay, you do project. Second minute, you go and work in the garden. Third minute, you go and work in the office. Fourth, you go and give a lecture. And fifth, you come and sit in meditation. We should be ready. This is the ideal type of person dreamed by Swami Vivekananda. That's why he specifically mentioned, this is the ideal of karma yoga. He said this. Okay. This is the somehow a person doesn't have attachment to the fruits. A person doesn't have attachment to the work itself. And then we also get attached to the place, persons. I was so happy here. Because Bangalore devotees, you know, so it's a loving devotee. Then I said, that is not good. I have not come here for the loving attachment of devotees. I want God, not the devotees. So that's one of the reasons why I accepted a change. Anyway, wherever I go, fate will be there. Yeah, some people will gather. That is
the devotee song, sir.
Devotee song. I will not care for non-devotees. Only I said exception is the devotees are bad cooks. Non-devotee is good cook. I prefer that part. Because I don't want to suffer. Okay. So the ultimate attachment is to our devotees. Ahankar. I am a devotee of his biggest ahankar. And that is why Narada comes there. Invariably he will put in a person, an ahankari. Even good devotees, Narada himself. Anyway, first let me finish this one. So he become what is called, what is the last bondage? That I am a great devotee. I am doing japa so many. Seniority question comes. When did you get initiation? 3 years left. Oh, okay. Very nice. Very nice. Directly meaning, I got initiation 25 years ago. Who must be more spiritual? I must be more spiritual. Because since 25 years I have been doing, repaying the premium for the interloka insurance company. So these are the delusions, pitfalls, maya we fall into. We should be very careful. Am I a devotee of God? I gave him one day a talk. Then how do I take other people's criticism? How do I take the ups and downs that are normal in life? Somebody dies, suddenly. You know what I mean? The thing is, how do we take, if we are true devotees of God, how do we take substance in that? If somebody supplies rasagullas, how do we take? That is also important. So will you forget God while eating rasagulla? Will you forget God? Will you remember God? So anything ups and more importantly, downs. Tragedy can happen. Young girl just married and her husband died. This is a daily happening. Young husband just married a few days back. His wife died. And one marriage party was going on in Kabul. Americans bombed. And there were some 40, 50 people died there. And this bride and bridegroom died, or only the bridegroom died. Take the fate of this, if it is a Hindu girl, in those days. Now, of course, they can remarry. I'm telling all these tragedies. How does a devotee take it? How should he take, he or she, who should take? So, does the devotee waste his time criticizing other people? If I'm criticizing other people, then I am not a devotee of God. Far from it. I am disobeying Holy Mother's commandment. So this is how analysis should be done. On day-to-day basis, hour-to-hour basis, minute-to-minute basis, sometimes we may not do it to externally, but in the mind, we look down. Our mind should be thoroughly cleansed in every way of life. So that is more important. So this is what being analyzed here. Tattu Vishaya Tyaga Sangha Tyaga. Ultimate test is Sangha Tyaga. Vishaya Tyaga anybody can do. But sometimes health will do. Here is a person very fond of sweets. And one day the doctor himself tells that you give up sweets, then the person has no option giving up sweets. So Vishayatyaga is gone. As Sangatyaga gone, if God gives tomorrow, suddenly Swami Dayatmananda discovers sugar free, completely sugar free sweets. Whom do you think he worships? God? Yeah, we are all people like that. So Sangatyaga is very different. That is why in the Bhagavad Gita, this deep psychology is Vishaya Vinivartante Niraharastya Dehinaham Rasavarjam Rasopiyasya Parandrishtra Nivartate. Even if a person is away from enjoyable objects for many days, then the memory of that object will not be there. But the memory of the rasa, it was such a wonderful, that will he cannot forget. The moment that object comes, even after 50 years, immediately the mind will, that old memories will rake up, he will go and swallow it and do this. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, to illustrate Krishna, sometimes some buildings will be dilapidated, Krishna. Especially in the villages and other places, dilapidated. 40 years, 50 years, even 100 years, something like that. Some streets have fallen there. They are like for 100 years. But somehow that pillar falls and the seed touches the ground. And then rain comes. Immediately it sprouts. You know what happened? Harappa Mohenjo-daro discovery, you know that? In the hills. Anthropologists, they have discovered a huge new civilization in Punjab. Now it is in Pakistan. It's called Harappa and Mohenjo-daro. So where they were digging, they found a huge city, well laid out city, with all sewage canals, bathrooms and everything. So they discovered some lotus seeds. That means they were growing lotuses. So now it is almost 4,000 years. So they wanted to find out whether these seeds are dead. So the moment they put it within 6 months, that means the seeds, so long as the seeds are there, it will come up. The slightest opportunity, it will come like that. So that is why rasavarjan, that rasa means that ananda experience. It was wonderful. That was marvelous. That memory will not go. And then when the opportunity comes, first opportunity comes, like that Vishwamitra, he had fallen. He had not fallen earlier because nobody disturbed him. For 1,000 years, nobody disturbed him. Then Indra wanted to show him, my child, this is not the way to do tapasya. You are closing your eyes to all the poison that you are storing within yourself. This is how you have to interpret. Although Indra is not an enemy of human beings. Especially, he said, Indra is frightened of his throne. Like now Modi is frightened of his throne. So all the opposite parties, bye-bye, they have become bye-bye. Vishwamitra wanted moksha, but inside he has not conquered the attachment to the world, woman, especially kama bhava. So Indra, he wanted to point out, like a mirror, you look at your face, there are so many spots out there. You think you are spotless. So he sent some women. And then as soon as the woman came, danced, immediately said, why did he fall? I told you this story so many times. A child would not have fallen. Child would not fall. Because a child would fall for something else. Well, we say, besides Vishwamitra, just imagine, a child is also sitting there. The child is also watching with big eyes. He is looking at every woman. Where is that chocolate packet? That is the interest. Where is this lady hiding the chocolate pocket? Dancing is okay. Singing is tolerable. But what I want, where is to keep it?
Chocolate.
Suppose no chocolate comes after at the end of the dance. So what type of useless woman you are? He will judge the person only by the what he is interested in. So everybody will be interested. Anyway, funny story. I can't resist to telling it to you. Chandramani Devi, she had this Ram Kumar. And Ram Kumar went for a puja. On a Lakshmi puja. After Durga puja, immediately Lakshmi puja comes. It's called Kojagar Lakshmi puja. Purnima. So, then he went to a next village and he was not coming. Already the moon is shining like that. So, Chandramani was going out, watching and coming out, watching and coming out. You know, he has to come through that pathway only. So, a few times she went out. Every time she was disappointed. Then she again went and she saw the most beautiful woman. She was coming nearby. So, what should have been her, what was her quest? She wants to know what happened to her son. So, the moment she saw, this lady was wearing beautiful ornaments. See, this is the psychology. Then there were two ornaments like this. They are called kundala. Karna kundala. Karna had that kundala. Karna kundala. Indra came and then cut off his and then came. So, this Chandramani Devi, my child, what are those two? So, that lady explained, this is called kundala, like that. And then only she remembered that she was looking not for Karna Kundala, but for Ram Kumar. And then she asked, where is my common sense? Who is this lady? Where from she is coming, whether she is coming from this village, from the next village, from the other village, where is she coming from? And she is asking for what is the connection, relationship between this lady and her son. So that lady also replied, I am coming from the same house. Puja got a little bit delayed. Very soon you will meet. He is starting. I came before. Then only the thought process came. This is full moonlit night, and this young lady, in those days, young ladies would not be full ornaments. It is an open invitation for anybody, even female robbers also. It is an open invitation. You understand what I am talking about? Suppose a robber is coming. Thank God, Holy Mother has confronted her.
Yeah.
His wife also was there. So this, imagine. She is the Mrs. Robber. And then she sees this kind of lady. What? Suppose the husband says, must be in some distress. She is going away. This lady will take a knife and now just now go cut off all those ornaments and bring. Otherwise, I will cut your head off. You understand now? Each one is interested in her own vision. So, Vishwamitra understood. He had fallen by that time. Why did he fall? Because he did not know that such a desire was there hiding and waiting for an apple, like a seed, dry seed waiting for a drop of rain. The moment the lady appeared, the desire had come up. But then he was a great soul. He did tapasya for long. Immediately he understood. I should not have fallen. Then again he went back and then another 1,000 years. And then again the same ladies. Why the same ladies? Because no new stocking. He has got the same Ramba, Urvashi, Tilottama like that. So this time he did not fall for desire. His time Ahankara was hurt. What? You came again? To tempt me, how dare you do it? Came very angry. And because of his anger and tapasya, those ladies they became basma. And then tapasya is gone. Then again he has to do it. Third time they came. Third time. Because they won't die, you know. Then this time he is mine. You go on dancing, you go on singing. I will enjoy it. But I am not affected by it. Then Brahmadeva has no option. So why I am telling same stock? So this is the tricks Indra was supposed to play. The same trick. Russians want to wrest American secrets. They will do all these Ramba Urvashi Tilottama. They will send to all these president, what is his name?
Trump.
No. That old times, that man.
Trump.
After seeing his face, even a Rakshasi also will write him. It must be handsome. You know the other person, Nixon? Not Nixon. Earlier?
Obama.
No. That was fellow who...
Clinton.
So they will send some, maybe this Russians have sent, who knows? Then he will blurt out the secrets. We are developing this weapon, we are planning like this. He might tell. Technique is same. We are not changing. Kama or Kanchan. Only these two. Indra also had to use the same. So Nara and Narayana were doing tapasya in Badri Narayana. That's why it's called Badri Narayana. And then this Indra, he did not understand the gods, incarnations. So they sent, so they came and danced and sang. And Narayana. So Narayana, they were watching with great delight, growing delight. So the ladies thought, we are successful. And so they will fall like that. At the end of the dance, even they have to stop. They also get tired. Then Narayana called one of them leaders and said, so like this it did. And million times more beautiful, latest fashionable stock came out of it. With my compliments. Take her to Indra. That Urvasi is. Uru, from Uru means Thoda. So she is born out of the Uru. So she was called Urvasi. So now he has got one more stock. So next time, then somebody there, like that. So all these God's grace comes in the form of temptations. If there is a desire, then we will fall. If there is no desire, we won't fall. So it is to make us know what is our problem. The problem is not out there. So this is the great spiritual law. If there is no desire here, no object is attractive for us. This is the simple truth. And how to understand it? So many illustrations are given. One simple illustration. When you are hungry at 12:30, you go and eat food up to here. After that, there is no desire for food for some hours. So after that night, you will feel again hungry. But until immediately after that, even if somebody offers the same food, you don't feel like eating because the desire is not there. But for a great soul, this desire is absent forever because he has plucked it out. Now, how to understand that? Every desire is a desire not for the object. This is important for you to understand. It is not a desire for any object. It is a desire for the pleasure that one gets from the object. If the object doesn't give pleasure, then there will be no attachment. So that is why many marriages fail, because the person thinks that we can be very happy here. But after some time, there is some incompatibility, some problem will be there. And then they won't get, not only they won't get happiness, they're getting more unhappy. Then they think whether we should live separately, divorce, and all these things are happening. In Hindu society also it is happening now. Previously it was a shame for the family, especially for the girl's family. Anyway, coming back to our subject, whether if somebody wants to be a devotee, it is impossible to become a bhakta without giving up sangha. Vishesho Narada is Vishayatyaga. First you give up the objects, easier. Then you give up the attachment. So if, but then you come back again to the, if there are objects, if there is no attachment, so long as they are there, if they are there, okay. If they are not there, okay. It doesn't bother me. Like, you know, great souls like Sri Ramakrishna. Somebody brings nice sweet. It's okay. Offer it to mother and eat it as prasad. Suppose it is not available. That is okay. Anything that sustains the body, absolutely fine. So this is what we have to understand, that divine love can be obtained only first by keeping away from the objects of attachment. So what is an object here? How do you understand what is an object? That which distances us from God is an object. That if the object is there, but it is not an obstruction, so there is object. This is to illustrated by one of our Swamis. See, here is a young woman, very beautiful woman. She will be an object of temptation for any man. But she has got a baby, say 2 years, 3 years old baby. For the baby, and the baby loves the mother, but she is not an object of temptation. So, there is tremendous love. At the same time, this kind of attachment is not there. Pain is not there. You understand? So the object is not a problem. Attachment is a problem. So if, let there be 100 such objects. The greatest example for this is Sri Krishna. He had 16,000 wives. But he is called a Naishthika Brahmachari. Unbroken Brahmachari. Why? Because his mind is always on God. And what is the problem? If an object turns our attention from God to ordinary worldly things, makes us forget God, that is a problem. But here, let there be billion objects, but he will not be distracted. On the other hand, he will only see more, they remind him more of God only. That is the nature of a devotee. For a devotee, every object reminds him of God only. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was one day walking in a village. Somebody told, this is the clay from which coal is played. One Vedanta, like that. Immediately he went into samadhi. Then he remembered, coal is used in singing God's name. God's name means Krishna's name. Krishna's name, immediately Krishna. Krishna's name means Krishna. Krishna. Kadamba tree. There is a tree, the yellow flower. So Radha, the moment she sees that yellow, she will remember. Pita Ushaya Vastram, like that. See, Sri Krishna wears yellow cloth. Immediately, she is reminded not of the tree, but of Krishna's father. Goes into samadhi. Sri Ramakrishna, one day he was describing to his disciple. She was walking and he saw there was a small gaddi who wanted man. Pure yellow color. So this is the color of Radha, Radha's body. And then, because Radha reminded him of Krishna, and he went into samadhi and he started shedding tears. Oh, Krishna, where are you? He forgot. He was describing Krishna to his darshana, Krishna to disciples. He forgot the whole world. Oh, Krishna, where are you? Why don't I see you? This is called association. So, then, after Sangha becomes best, Avyavritta Bhajanat, Bhajana means singing the divine name of God. Avyavritta means uninterrupted. Like the oil being poured from one vessel to the other Western. That is where we had discussed elaborately nama aparadha. We discussed also yesterday, day before yesterday, Prahlada had taught 9 ways. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnoho, Maranam, Padashevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Satyam, Atma Nivedanam. 9 steps. All these steps. 1 step leading to higher step. Ultimately ending in complete surrender to God. Avyavritta Bhajana. Complete this singing of God's name. But it's not easy. And also we discuss how God's name should be sung. Anybody simply, I feel like singing. It is not effective. You can sing, but it won't be effective. For bhajan, for God's name to become effective, these 3 conditions should be fulfilled according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that? Nadapi sunichena, humbler than a blade of grass. Taroriva sahishnuna, whatever difficulties come, like a tree, completely unshaken. Amanina manadena. You give respect to everybody, but don't accept any respect. Don't expect any respect from other people. But if you expect, and if it doesn't come, both ways it is dangerous. You expect it comes, and like football, pulgaya. And you expect it doesn't come, then you become deflated. Like, so there are 2 conditions. It is just a normal football, not inflated. And another inflated football. So if it is inflated, then ego becomes inflated. And if it doesn't come, the inflated one thorn enters into it, and then it becomes deflated. Both ways it is dangerous. Our problem is ego. We want to be praised. Yes. So this is the problem we should thoroughly avoid. That is what is avyavritta bhajana. Then we also have discussed nama aparadha. I hope you remember. So many crimes, sins committed when taking. What is it? A mantra should never be looked down as useless name. It is the most powerful. Then Guru Ninda. We got initiation from our Guru. No, we should not tolerate anybody criticizing our Guru. Either you give them good blow, or you shut their mouths, or run away from the place if you can't do these things. Then never disregard, dishonor other people's belief. So they are worshipping the same God in different names. Because Vaishnavas criticize Shiva, Shivas criticize Vishnu. Like that, so it is going on. In India is a wonderful encyclopedia. Super market. Religions. So like that. Then Christians hate Muslims. They call all other religions, they are called Nastikas. How can Hindu be a non-believer? He is believing not in one God. In so many gods he believes. So don't distress them, because you are disrespecting whom? God only. Same God is giving them same instructions in their language. Same God is appearing to them in that particular acceptable manner. Oh, suddenly Ma Kali appears like a South African woman. You will not feel like worshiping her, isn't it? Krishna appears like a Texas cowboy. Do you feel like falling at his feet? No, he has to appear, you know, Deepa Pandar should be there, there will be nice. Vedanada should be there, that yellow wearing Pitambara should be there. And he should look like more like a woman, like a man. But for Isa's milk, this big, huge, that, what is Tamil Nadu, that pilot? Abhinandan has somebody. Suppose Sri Krishna appears like that for you. Will you feel like bowing out to him?
No.
So we are all culturally geographically, language wise bound. We don't want to hear the name of God in other language like that. This is superstition. Okay. You call upon God in your own way. Let them also call upon God in their own. So, all these are called nama aparadhas. That means, if you have those kind of prejudices, then with that you are, on one side you are like that, on the side you are taking God's name. It won't be effective. Not that completely effective. It will be effective, but the effect will be very, very like petrol mixed with a lot of mud. You know, you are trying to start the car, gada gada, smash it, it stops. And afterwards, you will have to push it. And then finally, it starts like, yeah, like that. It will be effective. So, if somebody committed these crimes, what is the remedy? That is where those Vaishnava scriptures give the remedy. The remedy is name itself. You pray to the name. I have committed lot of sins. Oh, name, please help me get rid of this sin. So the power of Nama itself will wash away all this. What does it mean? Means sincerely you take God's name, it will slowly make you understand, I should not do this, I should not do that, I should not do that. And when you all give up, then like a car which is freed from all chains, oh, like that, it will go forward. That is empty. Lokepi Bhagavat Guna Shravana Kirtana. In this world also, one thing is Loke Api. Even in this world, we see the name of God being manifest in so many different ways. So one way is you come here to the temple. Every day you are here. Beautiful bhajans. What we are doing is one of the most marvelous exercise, this khandana, etc. By the time you complete, your mind should become absolutely quiet. It is not exciting like bhajan. Steadily, like that it goes steadily. Like this is non-emotional kirtana. And at the same time, all the glories of God there. Of avatara. And so it is called avatara stotra. First stotra is avatara stotra. Second stotra is avatara stotra. Third stotra is holy mother's stotra. Fourth is also holy mother's stotra only. So that's why it is not exciting. But afterwards, we are waiting. Well, we are with that first half. And afterwards, I come again. That bhajans, you know, some of the bhajans are so meaningful. So wonderful. But everything depends upon the singer. There are two types of singers. One is called singer, another is called singer. Singer at Arthur in the culture word. Parking in
culture.
Partal tone kalusta. You see, every song has to be sung in a particular way. That's why there are specialists. So there should be six conditions. For any bhajan to be complete, there must be how many qualities?
Six.
So you know what those qualities are? First quality is bhava. You should sing with bhava should come. That means remember God only. Emotion. Then there should be sahitya. The sahitya must be appropriate. Then raga. Appropriate bhava will come out only with appropriate raga. Joyful song should be sung joyfully. Sad song should be sung in, and there are certain ragas. For example, bhairavi raga, malakosha raga. So like that, there are ragas are there. And multani raga, shivaranjani raga. Like that, there are some ragas which expressed more sadness. Then there are ragas which expressed dance. Bhima Palashi is one such. So that is a raga to be sung in the daytime. So these are the three upper level qualifications. lower level qualifications, Shruti. Shruti means this voice should be, I'm talking about singing. This voice should be, it should not be scratchy, should not be half stopping like that. It should continuously flow without breaking. It will create a hypnotic effect. So I'll give a hint so that you will understand what is real music later on. Then laya. Laya means rhythm. There should be a rhythm. Then this rhythm should be appropriate for each particular song, which is called tala. Tala, laya. Then shruti. You get any great singer. What is the way to know if he or she is a great singer? Observe the voice. It won't be a broken voice. Continuously, it flows. Whether it goes up or down, there is no breakage there. That is the beauty. If you notice it, of course we notice it because when there is no break, then your mind is completely absorbed. You won't be disturbed. The nearest analogy I can give is suppose there is a road, 100 miles, like that. Then the car is going at a particular speed. Very soon, even the driver may fall asleep also. But there is nothing to break the rhythm. The car produces a kind of rhythm, like train, you know, check, 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 check. And that produces in some people very beautiful rhythmic this thing. So the car is going like that. But supposing it is a road, you have to turn this way, suddenly there is a bump. That is why this Karnataka government, Indian government, they put so many bumps. And really it is nuisance, but it prevents a lot of accidents. There is no way you can fall asleep. Every few seconds, my minute, there is some bump, sudden thabang like that. Even if you are in sleep, you
get
But in Western countries, that is like that. They make roads very smooth. Even 60, 70, 80 miles, like that, nothing. So they create a lot of accidents. So they created these barriers, you know, in between lanes. There are certain, the moment the wheel touches, gada, 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 like that sound comes. If that doesn't wake you up, then you install a new application here. There is a camera in front of the driver. Notices the eyebits are like that for longer than one second. Immediately, it will give a shock. You know, it is necessary. It is coming. So, six. What are they? Bhava, most important, Sahitya, Rahu. Then, Shruti, Laya, and Tala. Where these six are perfect, that music is perfect. Otherwise, one defect in something, and it will become. Anyway, what we are talking about, then, in the world, wherever it is, whatever you are doing, you can convert into bhajan. So you are cooking, and put on some nice bhajan, and then you enjoy that one in the background. Or you make effort to come to the temples. If you come to the temples, you can do it at home. You can do it. Or repeat the unbrokenly God's name. There are many people who do that. So in lokepi means whatever a person is, what is called his duties in the world. Let the duties go on. Let bhajan also go on. And whenever you get an opportunity, exclusively you do the bhajan. And that is how Bhagavan's grace will come in the form of more bhakti. More bhakti means more attachment. More attachment to God means less attachment to everything else. Or I will put it this way. More attachment to God means and to whatever we encounter also reminds us of God. What am I doing? I am cooking. Why am I cooking? For offering to God. So what am I doing? Cleaning the house. Why am I cleaning? So that God can be here. So whatever actions, yadyat karma karomi tattad akhilam shambho తవ ఆరాధనం. దిస్ ఈస్ ది గోల్. సో వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎన్ అబ్స్ట్రక్షన్. వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో కెన్ బి, ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇట్ కెన్ యూజ్. సో సపోజ్ ది హస్బెండ్ ఈజ్ హోల్డింగ్ ది వైఫ్, వాట్ ఎ గ్రేట్ బ్లెస్సింగ్. ది లెస్ దెన్ ది అటాచ్మెంట్ విల్ బికమ్ లెస్ టువర్డ్స్ ది, ఇట్ హెల్ప్స్ టు. ఆల్రెడీ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ డిటాచ్మెంట్, బట్ దిస్ హెల్ప్స్ ఎ లిటిల్ మోర్. దెన్ నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీ హస్బెండ్, ఐ వాంట్ ఓన్లీ, ఇఫ్ ఐ వాంట్ హస్బెండ్, ఐ ఓన్లీ వాంట్ గాడ్ యాజ్ మై హస్బెండ్. మీరాబాయి వాజ్ ఆస్క్డ్, యు నో దట్ మీరాబాయి స్టోరీ, హౌ షీ కేమ్ టు గోవింద.
She was married to some king.
No, no. When she was 7-8 years old girl, one day she was playing and there was a music procession going on in the street. So she was a princess. So she asked, Mom, what is that noise? Mother said, somebody is getting, one girl is getting married and this is a bridegroom is being taken there. So she asked, where is that bridegroom? It is a sitting room. She says, where is my bridegroom? Then mother, some sadhu has given one Krishna's image. So the mother says, that is your husband. He is here only. Just to console her. But she took it 100% seriousness. This is, Mere to Giridhara Gopala Dosarana Poyi. Purva Janma, samskara should be there. So this is how that Mirabai, she is Radha Devi reincarnated. And our Radha Devi reincarnated. Sharada Devi, Radha Devi reincarnated. If Sri Ramakrishna is Sri Krishna, who could be Holy Mother? Who else could be Holy Mother? Only Radha Devi. What does that mean? Who is Radha Devi? Whose mind 24 hours is only on Krishna, she is a Radha, means the greatest devotee. Radha, not a woman. When is the question of man or woman doesn't arise. Whoever his mind is completely thinking of only God, dedicated to God, that is a gopi. Once Mirabai went to Vrindavan, there was a great devotee disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called, I think, Jiva Goswami, I might be mistaken, Rupa Goswami, somebody like that. He was known to be a great devotee. Mirabai, naturally, she wanted to have darshan of this devotee. So she went there, ashrama gate, the disciples were there. So they asked, what for did you come? Then she said, I want to have darshan of this Mahatmaji. Then they said, our guru doesn't see the face of any woman. So Mirabai understood. Immediately she explained, I thought in Vrindavan only one Purusha is there. Where from the second man has come? Very meaningful words. These stupid disciples, they did not understand what she said. Immediately they went and they said, one lady comes and she wanted to see you. We replied like that. She said, where from the second man has come? We couldn't understand. He understood. Immediately he ran outside, fell at her feet and said, you awaken, and my God. Because Sri Krishna is the only Purusha in Vrindavan. And everybody is a, not in the man, woman. Think of God and the devotee. Every devotee is everybody, man, woman, devotee. And it is God. That is all in, that is Vrindavana. How wonderful, you know. Who taught her? She was supposed to be a literate person. Who taught her? Divine knowledge comes by divine grace only. And she got that. For her, everything is Krishna. So her husband, somebody sent Bishop Yala. No hiding. You drink this. And then she offered it to Krishna. Whatever she does, she will offer it. Now, if she offered the first to me, who is the first victim?
So only that devotee was sitting next to you.
So that's why I always tell the devotees, first to you taste. If you survive, then come to me. Don't make me a guinea pig. So, this everything she offered to Bhagwan. Are, what can this Kaliya would not do anything to Krishna? What can this poison do to them? So, this Vishapyala Rana Ne Bheja Pivatu Meera Hasire is she has become. I smile because if Brahma is saving me, who can kill me? If Brahma decided to kill me, who can save me? That was her complete faith. So anyway, this nothing happened. Then one day he sent a cobra. And it was not secret that you accept it. This day only everything comes from God only. Not Rana has not done. God has done. So when she opened the basket, it was beautiful garland. And then he put it round. Krishna started the dance. This is the truth is, nobody can kill until the time comes. And nobody can keep once the time comes. This is the truth. Even if you are devotee, no devotee. This is a fact of life. Om Janadim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadmim Tayoshitva Pranamam Mahonamah. So, we will have it next Tuesday. Okay?